you, Father. Thank you for the altar. Thank you for giving us access to the altar today. Lord, we praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, we trade the spirit of heaviness for praise. Lord, we trade the spirit of weariness for trust. Father, we thank you for another day that we have to be with you, to be in your presence, to be in the sanctuary. Thank you that we can come. We can come through the blood. Yes, we can. And we come through the blood right now, Lord. I come through the blood. Your blood speaks. Whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth I desire besides you. Lord, Lord, my heart and my flesh, they may fail. But God remain the strength of my heart. Yes, Lord, you remain the strength of my heart. You remain the strength of our heart this morning, God. Whom have I in heaven but you, Jesus? There's nothing on earth that I desire besides you. This morning, Father, we come. I come with this prayer that you're the one that I need. You're the one that I desire. You're the one that my heart go after. There's nothing on earth I desire besides you. There's nothing on earth actually that satisfies. There's nothing on earth that satisfies. There's nothing on earth that leaves us fulfilled beside your presence, Lord. So this morning, this afternoon, Father, we come to you, Lord. Your word says to approach the throne of grace boldly. So we come boldly, Lord. We come not in our own merit, not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Stand on the cross. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Lord, I thank you that in you we find light. You know, your word says in Psalm, my flesh and my heart may fail. And they do fail. They do fail. The flesh is failing daily. My heart may fail, but God, you remain the strength of my heart. Lord, you remain the strength of my heart right now, Lord. You remain the strength. You remain the strength. For as for me again today, it is good to be near God. It is good. It is so good to be near you, Lord. It is good to be near God. Father, your word says to come, and the closer we come to you, the closer you come to us. Lord, we understand that there is no peace within. So we invite you in. We invite you in our hearts. We invite you in our lives. We invite you in our homes. We invite you wherever you know anybody would be listening to this, wherever they find themselves. I invite you, Lord. Prince of Peace, the peace, when you bring it, it surpasses the understanding of man. So, Lord, I invite you right now in our thoughts. We invite you in our hearts. Mighty breath of God, breathe. We thank you for your healing touch. Oh Lord, whom have I in heaven but you? Whom have I in heaven but you, Lord? Lord, we come to acknowledge that there are so many distractions, responsibilities, things that we must do. Stuff that just strive for our attention. But Lord, we pause and we stop. We turn our eyes to you, Lord. We turn our eyes to you, Lord. I turn my eyes to you, Jesus. I turn my eyes to you, Father. Turn my eyes on Jesus. Yes, Lord, I turn it towards you, Lord. I turn my face towards you. Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you for your favor. I thank you for your grace today. Lord, I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your love, Father. Lord, I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you that you do not hold our past against us. I thank you that when we come, you look at us through the blood, through the sacrifice on the cross, what your Son has done for us. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, we meditate on your word this morning. We meditate on you, Father. Lord Jesus, your kingdom come, your will be done. We pray today that your name be glorified. We pray that your name be sanctified. We pray that your name be lifted high on earth, just like it's happening in heaven, just like the angels saying, declaring, singing, saying day and night, night and day, holy, holy, worthy, worthy is the one who was, worthy is the one who is, worthy is the one who is coming. Lord, we bow our hearts, we bend our knees, we lay low, we humble ourselves before you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We come today, Father, just declare again that you are Lord. You're Lord of all. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, Lord God. Your will be done in our lives. Your will be done in our homes. Your will be done in our families. Your will be done in our children. In our grandchildren, God. We just invoke your will, Father. Your will, Lord God. Lord, I'm being reminded of the story of you going on the road to one of the town, and then there's this short dude called Zacchaeus. Somehow he heard about you, and I guess he wanted to see what you look like. Father, I pray this morning that, you know, as we position ourselves, kind of, you know, get away from our activities and pause, and maybe not literally climbing a tree, but, you know, like Zacchaeus, he climbed a tree because he wanted to just see what you look like. Father, this time right now, God, I pray that you would just turn your favorable regard towards us. Turn your face towards us, Lord. Turn it, Lord God. As we turn our eyes towards you, Lord, I prayed in the name of Jesus that you would also turn your eyes towards us. Turn your eyes. We thank you for your favor. And yet, you know, it's like, you know, what happened is with Zacchaeus. You know, he climbed that tree, and then somehow, because he had this expectation to see you, He had this expectation. You saw his expectation. You call him out. You say, hey, Zacchaeus, come down, buddy. I'm going dine with you. Lord, I pray right now that you would come and dine with us. Father, come and dine with my heart. Though my flesh may fail, though my heart may fail, Lord, but you remain the strength of my heart. You remain the strength of my spirit. You remain the strength that I need, Lord. Father, we humble ourselves before you this hour. We humble ourselves before you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would breathe on us. You know, and of course, you know, remember the rest of the story, what happened. Zacchaeus quickly got down. And then he was leaping for joy, just like, man, the master's coming to visit my home. I mean, just the way he received you, he put out a feast for you, Jesus, and your disciples. You didn't ask him to repent. You didn't ask him the word didn't say what you said to him. I guess you were just fellowshipping with him. Father, we pray today that you would come and fellowship with us. Because when you fellowship with us, we change. Lord, when we encounter you, just like what happened to Zacchaeus, the light came in. And he's like, man, guys, I used to steal. I used to cheat people. Therefore, today I repent and I'm going to pay them back 4 times the amount that I stole. Why? Just because you, Jesus, showed up. Father, show up in our life. Show up in our weakness. Show up in our shortcomings. Show up in our lacks. You know, for your word says that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. So we lack no, we don't run out of strength. You know, your word says, you know, some trust in horses, and young people, say if you run with horses, they can go tired, but those who put their trust in you never go tired. So Lord, we put our trust in you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All the difference, Lord. Father, I pray once again today that you would give us a glimpse of your beauty. You know, when we encounter your majestic beauty, your presence, Lord, your word says earthly treasures fade. We thank you that your love is extravagant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your love for us is extravagant. Father, we soak our souls in your love. We soak our souls in the fact that your grace is enough. Your love is extravagant. Your love is deep. Your love is long. Lord, we thank you for forgiving our sins, Lord. We thank you for empowering us by the power of the Holy Spirit to live righteously. We thank you for holiness. Hallelujah. See how much our Father loves us. 1 John chapter 3. See how much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him. Wow. Oh, what a hope. What a hope. What a hope. Lord, we thank you that we are sons and daughters. We thank you that we belong to you, Father. What a hope. We don't know. He says, we already got children, but he has not yet shown us what we'll be like when Christ appears. But we know that we will be like him. For we will see him as he really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as he is pure. Father, I pray today again as we humble ourselves before you, Jesus, I pray that you would just purify our hearts again. Purify our motives, Lord. Like we were reading in Psalm 139 Sunday, it says, search me, O Lord. Know my anxious thoughts. Search me, O Lord, and see if there is any wicked ways in me. And lead us into the path, to the path of righteousness. Yes, Father, breathe. Breathe in the dead areas in our hearts. Breathe. Breathe in the areas that need a divine touch. You know me. You know us. You know what we are formed of. You know our struggles. You know our anxieties. You know our fear. You know our worries. You know it, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd work a miracle in our hearts, and then you would make us allergic to the deeds of the flesh. Oh, Jesus, we pray today, Father. We thank you that you do not dwell in man-made building, but you dwell within our hearts. So we invite you, come make your dwelling with him. Come make your dwelling, God. Holy Spirit, come make your dwelling. Come make your dwelling. Father, your word says in James, if anyone lack wisdom, to pray and ask. For you are the spirit of wisdom. So Lord, we pray for an increase in the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom on how we manage life relationships. Wisdom on how we move and breathe. Jesus. Beginning, and we should love one another, and we must not be like Cain, who belonged to the devil and killed his brother. Why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. We know what real love is because Jesus gave his life for us. We also ought to give our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has enough money to live well and see a brother or sister in need, but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings. I thank you, Lord. He knows everything. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence. And we will receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey and do the thing that pleases Him. Oh, Lord. Let me read that again from 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other, but let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings. He knows everything." Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence. And we will receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey Him and do the things that pleases Him. Oh yes, Father, I pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that You'd break our hearts for the things that breaks Your heart, Lord. Lord, I pray that there would be no room in our hearts for bitterness, Lord God. Lord, I pray that even as we suffer rejections, as we suffer, you know, mistreatment, of course, we're gonna protect our hearts. We move ourselves from the situation, but God, oh Lord Jesus, our Messiah, You are our example. You know what it's like to be rejected. You know what it's like to be mistreated. You know what it's like to be talked about. You know what it's like to be accused of things you have no idea about. You know it. You know all about it, Father. And yet You are still being able to intercede, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know what they do not know what they do." Lord, we pray today. We open up our hearts, we lay it on the altar. We thank You for giving us access to be in the sanctuary, in the Holy of Holies, where we can pass the outer court, where we can leave where the distractions are, even to be able to quiet our mind and speak to You, God, and make room for You to speak back. But Lord, right now we open up our hearts, we say, "Work a miracle." Search me, O Lord. Know my deepest thoughts. Lord, we come before You for an alignment. We come before You for a reformat. Let us be renewed in our mind, Lord God. Let us be renewed in our mind, Father. Kingdom mindset, kingdom thinking, kingdom perspective, Father. It says in Your word in Psalm, it says, teach us to wisely count our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. Give us your ability to discern our season. Lord, I pray in the name of your Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, for an increase in discernment. Today we resist and we rebuke the enemy, but Lord God, you know, it says also in your word that the enemy flees when we submit. So we submit under your mighty hand, Father God. God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, we submit under your mighty hand. We commit our lives to your hands, God. We commit our children's life. Father, your word says, you're seeking for one man standing in the gap. Today we're more than one here in this place, standing in the gap for our children, Lord God. We come to remind you that they are yours, Father. We come to remind you that you've given them to us. As parents, we did the best we could to teach them your way, Lord. We pray for them, Father, right now. We pray that you would just somehow knock them off their horses. Bring them back to us, to salvation. Bring them back to their senses, Lord God. We cannot save ourselves. We call at the name of Jesus, our Savior. So we call at the name of Jesus, their Savior. Jesus, Lord, I pray for a renewed fresh release of a spirit of intercession, a fresh release of a spirit of intercession, God, fresh release of a spirit of intercession, God, the blood of Jesus over our children, the blood of Jesus over our grandchildren, God.
We pray for an increase in the spirit of repentance
that people would not just keep coming to church and never change. We're thankful that they still come up, they still show up. But your Lord, bring them to their knees. Bring them to their knees, God. That's why, Lord God, we pray, we make room for your anointing. I make room for your anointing, God. Father, we understand that men, effort brings men results. That's why, Father, we rest in our efforts. We make room for you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of revival. Spirit of light. Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of holiness. Lord, I pray again today, no mixtures. No more mixtures, God. One foot in the world, one foot in the church. No more mixtures. Lord, I pray among the revival that you're pouring in Virginia Beach and Chesapeake, come here, Lord God. Stir up. Stir up, Lord God. Father, we stand in the gap. This is our prayer today. We come and we agree. We come and we agree in the name of Jesus. We come and we agree. We come and we agree. We come and we agree, Lord God. Lord, I pray order in your house. I pray order just like you came. You put order in the temple in Jerusalem. Lord Jesus, I pray. I invite you, bring order. Bring order in your church. Bring order in your church, God. Bring the idols. Bring them down. May they fall at the mention of the name of Jesus. May the religious spirit, let it fall at the mention of the name of Jesus. The spirit of heaviness, let it fall at the mention of the name of Jesus. The spirit of spiritual infirmity, let it fall at the mention of the name of Jesus. The spirit of spiritual infirmity, spiritual stagnant. Lord, let your river flow. Father, let your river flow in this place. Let your presence flow in this place, God. Let your presence flow in this place, Holy Spirit. Let there be revival. Let there be revival, Lord. Let there be awakening and awakening, Lord. Let there be repentance. Let there be repentance, God.
In our weakness, let us be uncomfortable in our
for your mercy. Lord, I cry for your mercy. I need your mercy. We are nothing without you, Holy Spirit. We have nothing without you, Holy Spirit. We have nothing without you. We have nothing without your touch. Oh, I come against the spirit of heaviness. I come against the spirit of heaviness. Let there be a spirit of praise. Let there be a spirit of rejoicing in this place, God. Let there be. Let there be. Let it be. Let it be. Let the river of your presence flow, God. Lord, rise up the remnant. Rise up the remnant. Let your presence be tangible. Let your presence be tangible. When we come together, we know you exist. I know you exist, Father God. God Almighty, dear to Christ, God Almighty, you exist and you reward. You reward those who earnestly seek you. You reward those who earnestly seek you. So we draw near. We repent of our sins. We repent of our wickedness. Open heaven. I thank you for an open heaven over this church, God. I thank you for an open heaven, Lord God. We have no other agenda. We have no other agenda but to see a move. We need a move. I need a move. I need a move. I need a move, Lord. I need a move. We need a move of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. We thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for intercessors. People that would be willing to pay the price to wait on you. People that would be willing to come together and seek. Jesus. Thank you for being in our midst. Glorify your name, God. Glorify your name, Father. Glorify your name, Lord. Glorify your name, Father. Heal the brokenhearted. Comfort those who mourn. Comfort those who mourn. For my heart and flesh may fail. But God, remain the strength of my heart. Yes, Lord, you are the strength of my heart, Lord. You are the strength of my heart. You are the strength of my heart. Whom have I in heaven but you, Lord? Lord, I pray that you'd be near the orphans. I pray that you'd comfort the widows. You comfort them, Lord God. You comfort the widowers. You comfort them, Holy Spirit. You are the very present help in time of need. Holy Spirit, come and refresh us. Basso Taramano. Osaye la mamburu de alamasutai. Oye cara dindo y la mamburu de bossa papletai. Ozika la mangui, uzininga la menga y karini. Aquí a la mancose y la manduro de bobabreta y casu.
Os nick na man guru do bubabrete. le carabando lo Majesty, You Thank you. good to be near God. I finally find a place for me to satisfy my soul.
Thank you that you dwell, you make your dwelling place.
place within us, that we can worship in your sanctuary. Let us become more aware of your presence, Father. Thank you for listening to our prayers. Thank you for answering our requests. But yes, Lord, one thing we desire, this we seek, that we may dwell. Dwell with you, Lord. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. The closer we get to you, the closer you get to us, and then you satisfy. You satisfy, you heal. You restore, you renew, you breathe life. Thank you, Father.